coming up on this week's mini episode of the Broken Brain Podcast.
I think morning routines are super, super important. One of the best ways to help buffer you from the stresses that are out there in the modern world, because many of our lives are stressful, right? I can't always change the stressors in my patients' lives and my friends' lives, but I think a morning routine helps you be more resilient.
Hi, everyone. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by my new venture and our newest protein powder, the Pegan Shake. One of the best ways to boost your brain power is with the best nutrition. This is why Dr. Mark Hyman and I teamed up to create the perfect shake to start your morning off right and set your brain and body up for vitality and success. The shake is called the Pegan Shake, and it features a combination of grass-fed collagen, organic pumpkin, and organic pea protein powder with healthy fats from MCT oil and avocado oil, which, by the way, are great for fat burning and fueling brain power as well. A little bonus, the Pegan Shake also features organic acacia fiber, which is great for gut motility and digestion. See, this shake was created to support healthy blood sugar and healthy energy levels. In fact, one of the most common reasons for mood imbalances and brain challenges come from unbalanced blood sugar. Have you ever felt anxious, tired, and wired, and then ate something and felt better? Well, when your blood sugar goes through major fluctuations throughout the day, you literally can feel crazy. I know so many people can relate. So the Pegan Shake supports your blood sugar by feeding your body the right information from this perfect combination of macronutrients. I've been using the Pegan Shake for months, and I feel full, satisfied, satiated, focused, and most importantly, I avoid those energy slumps that come in the late afternoon too. I think you're gonna love this shake. Dr. Hyman and I teamed up to make it because we literally couldn't find a shake mix that we loved. So we decided to create it ourselves. Check it out at getpharmacy.com/pegan shake. You can find the link in the show notes. That's getpharmacy, pharmacy with an F, pharmacy.com/pegan shake. Now on to today's episode. Hi, everyone. I'm Drew Prode here, host of the Broken Brain Podcast. Question for you. How do you start your day? Do you jolt awake at the sound of your alarm, which is very jolting to your nervous system? Or do you mindfully ease into the morning with a healthy meal, exercise, and setting goals for what you plan to accomplish? Your mornings can set the tone for your entire day. In fact, I'll go even further and say your mornings do set the tone for your entire day. It can mean the difference between a productive day or a sluggish one, having a powerful ripple effect on your mood, happiness, and focus. If you leave your day to chance and happenstance, you'll likely get sidetracked by distractions, other people's priorities, and find yourself consumed with stress. In this mini episode, I speak with my good friend, Dr. Rangan Chatterjee, one of the world's most influential medical doctors based in the UK and host of the most listened to podcast in Europe called Feel Better, Live More. We talk about the importance of a morning routine and how it can help you be more productive in every aspect of your life. Dr. Chatterjee also shares his three core elements of his morning routine, which includes mindfulness, movement, and mindset practices. Let's listen in.
Morning routines. Morning routine. You're traveling here and you're on your book tour. And I've seen you firsthand. You're jumping from meeting to meeting, interview, podcast, you're recording for your own podcast too. Somebody could look from the outside and say, this could seem quite stressful. Doing all this stuff in such a short period of time while you're traveling. How do you keep yourself grounded when you are traveling? And what does your morning routine look like?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question, Drew, because if I'm completely honest,
please,
I have not probably been applying the usual morning routine that I have at home whilst I've been out here. And I can make a number of excuses for that. I can say, I've been tired, I've been a bit jet lagged, you know, I'm getting pulled from pillar to post. But then, you know what, these are the same excuses or the same reasons that anyone in their own life can make, whether you're traveling or not, right? So when I'm at home, what I do is I have a very strict morning routine, and some days it will take, you know, 10 minutes, some days it will take 30, 40 minutes, it depends what I've got. But I think morning routines are super, super important. One of the best ways to help buffer you from the stresses that are out there in the modern world, because many of our lives are stressful, right? I can't always change the stressors in my patients' lives and my friends' lives, but I think a morning routine helps you be more resilient. So when I'm creating a morning routine, and this is what I write about, is think about the three M's. The first M is mindfulness, the second M is movement, and the third M is mindset. So when I'm at home, and I'll come to the travel here in LA,
please.
But when I'm at home, I will get up, and typically my morning routine probably takes around 20 to 30 minutes these days, okay? And I've managed to create time for myself to do that. I get up early, I get up before my kids are up, ideally. I go downstairs and I'll sit in the living room. I used to meditate for this mindfulness piece, but currently I'm doing some deep breathing practices that I've learned over the summer. So maybe for 5 to 10 minutes, I'm doing various breathing protocols and I'm playing around with that to see which ones work for me. So it's quite a new thing for me to move from meditation to breathing. But mindfulness, that first M, is the umbrella term. I'm a huge fan of people being able to personalize things that they like to do. I don't typically prescribe things to people. I say, look, you find something that works for mindfulness. It could be meditation, it could be breathing, whatever you want. So this is what I do first for about 10 minutes. Then I move on to movement. So I know my own body. I have some tightness in my hips. So I'll often spend 5 to 10 minutes doing some hip stretches, some mobility. I'm really into minimalist shoes and sort of barefoot type running. So I'll work on my feet and my ankles. I just get my body moving. Then after that, I move on to mindset. For me, mindset is do something positive that's going to set you up for the day. Now, that could be, and this is what I often do, is I've got a series of books there and books that make me feel good. And so I'll pick up a book and maybe I'll read 5 or 6 pages for a few minutes. You know, if I have a bit longer, I might make a cup of tea or have a cup of hot water and I'll read a bit more. Depends how much time I've got, but those are the three M's for me. Now, when I do my morning routine like that, I feel incredible. Like, it is noticeable the difference when I do that routine and when I don't. When I do the routine, even if my day is stressful, even if I have lots of competing demands, I seem to be able to deal with them a lot better. I don't react so much. I'm a bit more present. I feel a bit more detached. Like, when something happens, before reacting to that, I feel there's a bit of space where I can actually dispassionately think about it, and I just feel better. I feel more energized. So that's what I like to do at home. Now, I mentioned my kids, and I'm just going to say, like, because I know many people listening to this may have children, and for me, I have figured out over a number of years that for me to feel well, I need to create some time for myself first thing in the morning. I am not good. I don't function that well if I get up at the same time as my kids, and I'm sort of, I don't have a bit of solitude time in the morning. So I have created a lifestyle, I've created a pattern in terms of when I go to bed that allows me to do that. Now,
and by do that, you mean wake up a little bit before your kids.
Exactly. Because my kids have always woken up early, right? So I quickly figured out if I keep going to bed at the same time as I used to pre-kids, I'm always going to be exhausted. I'm never going to get time to myself. And the reality is when I do this, I'm a better father, right? I'm a better husband. So it's not about me. Yeah, on one level, you could say it's a bit selfish. Sure, it's selfish. It's selfish in the sense that I'm making sure that I do the things that make me tick, that make me perform the way I want to perform in my life. And not only does that lead me to be more productive at my work, my relationships also improve, which is, again, it's a process that you have to figure out for yourself. And it's taken me a while to figure out what works for me. And I'm constantly trying new things and evolving. Now, my daughter, who is currently 6, she seems to have a sixth sense. Like, I will get up, I will creep down the stairs because I don't want anyone to get in the way of this routine, right? But there's a period of time where she would just know when daddy was up and downstairs. And so she'd often come down and she'd sort of sneak into the living room. Now, usually it would happen after my mindfulness bit, which is clearly much better. But if she joins me and I'm doing the second M, I get my kids to join in. So I'm like, hey, look, I'm on the second M at the moment. Oh, daddy, is that movement? I'm like, yeah, come on. So we do a bit of movement together.
You explain the process.
And
you
I explain what I'm doing, and they see this. And then when we get to mindset, instead of reading, which I would do if I'm by myself, I instead do affirmations. So affirmations are these short, short positive statements in the present tense that can help program positive information into your brain, right? There's pretty good research out there on affirmations in terms of what they do. So my daughter and I will, just for 2 minutes, we'll sit there with our hands together and we will both repeat the phrase, I'm happy, I'm calm, I'm stress-free. I'm happy, I'm calm, I'm stress-free. And I can tell you, at the end of those 2 minutes, I feel fantastic. She's got a big smile on her face. And it's such a lovely practice to do with your children or with a partner, with someone, and you share this experience together. And so, you know, this is kind of what I do at home. And I also feel, you know, as a parent, I'm always thinking about how can I positively not influence my children. I think influence is the wrong word. How can I set a good example to my children? So I like them getting involved with this stuff. I don't mind if they see me doing this stuff because I'm hoping that it starts to infiltrate in them. But hey, you know what? Daddy's taking time for himself. He's prioritizing, you know, self-care for want of a better term. And I'm hoping that they see that as they grow up. And I'm hoping some of it sort of seeps into them in terms of, hey, look, it's important for me to look after myself and not just react to what everyone else is doing. So,
especially when they go and see the opposite. I mean, I grew up in a house that my parents ate pretty healthy. And then it was only when I got into like university and other experiences that I saw the contrast. I was like, whoa, that's why my family used to do this or make this a priority or make family a priority.
Yeah, 100%. And look, I will say, because I'm really passionate about this, that every single parent out there is trying to do the best they can with the lifestyle they've got, with the knowledge they've got, with the experiences they've had. I am no different from any other parents. I am simply trying to do the best I can with the knowledge I currently have. I am hoping it's the right thing. I'm hoping it leads to them being happy, present, calm, engaged human beings. Time will tell if I've got it right or not.
Here's the thing, what you do in the morning matters. It truly does. Call it a morning ritual, a habit, or routine. If used properly, the right actions practiced with consistency can have a major impact on your life. After all, scientific research has shown that a morning routine has the ability to increase happiness, reduce procrastination, boost confidence, and improve overall performance. No matter where you are in your life, there are always improvements to be made, problems to be solved, and things to be fixed. A personalized, and that's the key, a personalized morning routine can be a very effective tool for taking on the obligations of the day more efficiently, effectively, smoothly, and it will ultimately make your life easier. Thanks for tuning in to this mini episode of the Broken Brain Podcast. If you know somebody in your world who would benefit from having a morning routine, please share this episode with them. I hope you enjoyed it. See you next week. Hi, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the interview. Just a reminder, this podcast is for educational purposes only. This podcast is not, I repeat, it's not a substitute for professional care by a doctor or otherwise qualified medical professional. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. If you're looking for help in your journey, seek out a qualified medical practitioner. If you're looking for a functional medicine practitioner, you can visit ifm.org and search their Find a Provider database. It's important that you have somebody in your corner that's qualified, that's trained, that's a licensed healthcare practitioner helping you make changes, especially when it comes to your health.